This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. You did a hell of a job, by the way, Otto.
Thank you.
That was a five-star update.
No, you didn't deserve that.
He's great. He's wonderful. I'm not going to lie to anybody. The respectful stuff stopped at 2 o'clock. I'm not in a good mood. That was one of the worst playoff losses of my life as a fan. But guess what? You don't care, and I'm going to make you a bike, okay, funny man? So let's do this. I want to tell you, we're just getting involved. I want to tell you. Now David's waltzing.
No, my side works.
Okay, good. Then you take the calls today. Listen, David, you look beautiful. That's a fashion long sleeve tee. Here's what we're going to do. I want to tell you why the Wings getting bent over more than a Vegas escort is a blessing. See, the lottery happened last night, and once again, the Wings got effed. You know what? I'm actually happy about it. And I'm going to tell you why, and I need the hockey elite, and I need to know if I have your belief. I'm pointing at you when I say it. Do I have your belief?
I'm too busy cleaning up. Go
That's
ahead.
Fair. So, yes, at the start of the show, I replaced Rico with a recycling bin.
He threw a tantrum in the studio.
No, I didn't. I'm so angry.
Look at the chairs.
Listen, David, you did the Lord's work, in fact. So listen, the Wings fell in the lottery again. The Islanders, who had a 3.5% shot to get number one, got number one. And I think it's a good thing, and I want to tell you why. Because I think this kind of forces Steve Yzerman, old daydreamer, the guy who in the press conference admitted to daydreaming and not listening to a question, who's been this ardent, rigid, draft-developed guy. You know what? F the pick. I am banning the Red Wings from using the 13th overall pick in anything other than a trade. Get rid of this pick and go get me a player. He has said we need to expedite this thing. You did not move up. You did not get lucky. You fell in the draft. Do you know what you're getting at pick 13? A guy who won't be here till 2029. At best. F them picks. I'm actually happy it happened. In fact, I want nothing but bad things to happen to the Red Wings until Yzerman wakes up. No more Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal. More Steve Yzerman. I don't know what happened in that last press conference. He looked like he was eating his own brain. Lobotomy. I want the guy that built Tampa. So here's the deal. Now you can't use that pick. Take 13, take a prospect, make phone calls, talk to people, make bold trade.
So no foreign player that can come over like your boy Mishkov?
No. Now, what we need to do is, can the hockey elite, if we sound the Matterhorn, can we get them in here? Or are you guys too busy sucking on your pacifiers? So tell me where you're at. You have your little Yzerman jam jams on? Or do you want to have a reality conversation? Tell me how you get better using pick 13. You don't. You can wipe your boo-boo with it. Trade the pick. And I don't want to hear about this guy's not good enough. This guy looked at me the wrong way. This guy's not a nice person. Don't care. I would trade for Charles Manson if he could produce 86 points. So I want to know where you're at, where David's at, but most importantly, that guy with the tiny hands, Kenny Cott. Kenny, you can shoot me down. You could tell me I'm irrational. You can do what Iserbots do. You don't know puck. You're a casual. Argue a single effing thing I just said, that after the Wings got sexed up by Bettman again, that there is not a single reason they should be using that draft pick. It should be nothing more than a bullet they fire.
There isn't a reason they should use that draft pick on a prospect. I mean, I've looked at the history of the 12s, the 13s, the 11s, the 14s of the draft. Usually you don't see those guys, if you're lucky 3 years, if you're very lucky, and the rest of it 4-5 years, exactly what you've just said. And by the time that happens, you're nearing the end of the Larkin window, you're nearing the end of the Seider contract and the Raymond contract. You've announced your window to win being right now. I caution you, because I feel like we had this conversation around this time last year when they had a similar type pick, and we were like, draft day's coming up. They're going to do something. They have to. They have to get better right now for this upcoming
season.
Now
they really have to.
Okay, now they really have to. But my problem with the now they really have to is, what is Steve Yzerman, what has it felt like he's really had to do? Where's the pressure? Where's the will to get better? Where's the urgency? Because right now, I see none of it. I see a guy who feels like he has an unlimited contract, a lifetime. Whenever he wants to step down, he can go ahead and step down.
But there's no benefit for a team that keeps missing the playoffs and keeps collapsing. There is no benefit using the 13th pick in year 7 of a rebuild.
Well, that makes total sense.
Are you with me?
Yeah,
do you stand with me?
I do stand with you.
Even though I replaced you with a recycling bin to start this show.
You threw a tantrum in here.
I'm very upset about last night, and I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm with you, yes, but I'm with Kenny. Like, oh, this time it's for real when it comes to draft day. You kind of saw the press conference, and I don't know if that was just kind of the genesis of this is going to happen again.
Tatum last night. Yzerman was confused, glossed over, and eating his own brain.
I will do this my way, my time, my term.
Hockey elite. Now, do we have the Matterhorn, or do I have to make the sound effect? Close enough. I want to hear from you. I dare you to argue what I'm saying. I double dog dare you. I triple dog. Here, you're the kid in Christmas Story, and you can put your tongue on a frozen pole.
Nah, Mike, what you're saying makes total sense. I mean, how many times can we sit here and say we're going to wait?
We won't take it anymore.
We're going to wait for this. We're going to wait for that.
We're not going to take it anymore. That's what you're saying. We are not going to take it anymore. I want to hear from I want the hockey elite to argue it. Or when the Wings got effed, was your first reaction exactly mine? F the pick, I'm done. I'm out. Or were you busy crying about the lottery and how stupid it is? Factually, it is.
Mine was the 2 training day drops as soon as it happened. So you drop from 12 to 13.
Okay. And whether it was 12 or 13, the hockey gods are communicating. Look, David, I don't know what it's like when God talks to you, but I feel like Yzerman does, because the hockey gods are speaking. We are not helping you. Steve, God's hands are on the wheel. You are the passenger. God is telling you, get off your ass and make a bold trade. This is the Lord's plan. Now, I don't know who the hockey god is. Maybe it's Gordie Howe. We named a bridge after him. I don't know. Maybe it's Boom Boom Jeffreon. Maybe it's Terry Sawchuk. I don't know. But God is talking to you, Steve. Please, it is time. That pick cannot be used to take a kid who's not old enough to buy a beer. Can't be. And Rico's not going to take it anymore. That's what I take out of this opening segment.
No, you are exactly right. There are things that we have to do. We cannot just rely on God. We have to do it. And this is what this message is sending to Steve. You have to do some work here. You cannot just sit back and do nothing.
True.
Do something, Steve.
I mean, hey, you got to get out the boat if you want to walk on water. So,
I like that.
I just need that Holy Ghost energy to come out of Steve.
Yeah, well, where is that? I don't even know if that's on my board anymore.
I think it's been deleted.
No, it hasn't. I want Steve in the middle of the church shaking and grooving. Yabba dabba dooba dabba dee. Trade Elias Pettersson. All right.
Okay. I have a question for you.
And we'll do it next.
We'll do it.
Boom! Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're just tuning in, Cliff Notes, it's real simple. Wings got effed in the lottery again, and I think it's a sign from the hockey gods. It's time for Steve to not be Ray Liotta from the end of Hannibal and to be the Steve we hired. Make a bold move, weaponize the 13th pick. No one's interested in drafting Travis McDougal from Batavia Community College, who won't be up here till 2030. You must trade this pick. You must go get players who can help you. End. Argue it. And yes, the lottery's stupid. And yes, the Wings have had the second worst luck to the Ottawa Senators in said lottery. But guess what? Even if you ended up with the top pick, there's nobody up there who's going to be ready day one. What, Bob Schaefer, or whatever this kid's name is, who's a defenseman? That ain't Rasmus Dahlin. That ain't Victor Hedman.
Also, you said the Ottawa Senators, a playoff team, Ottawa Senators.
Oh, right, but don't you know if you don't get the number one pick, you just whine like a bitch and you can't rebuild?
You might as well just give up if you don't get the number
Sign
one pick.
Steve Botts.
So, I agree with you.
What do you want to ask me?
The question is, I know what you want. Do you think deep down this is what Steve is going to do?
Yes, because okay. I can't live in a world where he doesn't, because otherwise he should be fired. There is no excuse for any gradual or pragmatic approach this summer. It has to be all in to make a seismic move. Look, Washington just missed out last year. They were one of the top teams in the East. You must have that kind of improvement. No move I'm asking him to make makes them a wild card. F that. I want something bolder, more seismic, a paradigm shift.
Something to go for.
And you know what I don't want? I don't want him down at the little pizza puff factory telling me, oh, those moves are really difficult. Then I'll find someone willing to make those moves.
Once again, Steven, that is what the money is for. I'm not even trying to be funny when I say that's what the money's for anymore, because literally that is what the money's for. I know it's hard to be a GM in this league. There's only 32 jobs and not everybody's good at it. But dude, you had this resume in Tampa that we were all sold. You didn't win a cup in Tampa. I know that, Evan. But that is what the money is for.
Right. It's not a community service project. So I'd like to hear from you that now you know the Wings didn't move up in the lottery. They moved down. He's got to trade that pick and bring you a player, right? 248-539-9797. David, ticket text. We'll start there. We'll get to the callers in a second.
Eiserman needs to get off his thumbs and improve this team, or he needs to leave. That is a fan in Belleville.
Now, what's wrong with that opinion?
Nothing.
So that man doesn't deserve to be called casual, or he doesn't know puck, right?
No.
If you're not willing to get bold and move this thing forward, why are you here? You are wasting people's time and
money.
Money.
That's what the money's for.
Right. You give me ideas. All right, let's go. David.
Unless something motivates Captain Daydreamer, it's over. I don't care about the Red Wings, and I don't like how I feel about it. He needs to go. That is from Tom.
Yeah, I think that press conference was a very bad look, because I think the Steve Botts were waiting for him to say something so profound that you could rally behind it, and it was, wait, that's all you had to say? That's not encouraging whatsoever.
Mikey Rico, ex-Steve Bot here. You're spot on. Great point. Thank you for making me less pissed off. Time for Eiserman to actually make a real move and sign several good names.
Guess what? Everybody outside of a Mo Sider or a Lucas Raymond should be available. It doesn't mean you do it. Oh, but you can't trade Dylan. He's from Westland. F you. I don't care. Every player, there should be a conversation around a conference table. And it doesn't mean you make the move. But I'm not trading Lucas Raymond, and I'm not trading Mo. Everybody else is up for grabs.
Only two are untouchable. Everybody else.
That's how I view it.
Because, see, I would look at it as, you know what? Nobody's untouchable.
Okay, that's fine. I'm trying to be fair.
No, I'm trying to win. And it's like, okay, if you can get that sweetheart deal and kind of jumpstart this team, okay.
Thank you, Mike. Trade that pick and get someone that can help get this Eiser scam back on the rails. Enough is enough.
You want your top 10 trade targets as of May 5th, according to Bleacher Report? I'll give them. Kenny, do you want to argue? I'll let Kenny screen this call first. We'll do those at 2:30. I've got 10 names. Kenny can go thumbs up, thumbs down. Right now we go to Harrison to lead off, 97.1. Harrison, what's going on, buddy?
I went to the driving range last night during the lottery because I was like, I don't want to watch the lottery. It's going to make me mad. I know it's going to happen. So I'm hitting balls, nice and calm. I see my phone light up. I look down, I see 13. And I hit a ball 400 miles an hour, 2 feet in front of me into the ground. And I was like, I'm done. So I was mad about the lottery for a second. Then my next thought is, okay, we got to trade the pick. Let's see what Red Wings fans are doing online. I don't know why I made that mistake.
Oh, no.
I open up Reddit, and I see someone going off about, we got to pick Ratty Mertka. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, what in the Almandine Muhammad are people talking about? We want to pick a defenseman that's 6'5", can't skate, and is at least 4 years away from playing in the NHL.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Red Wings fans.
That'll do it.
There are a lot of them. There are a lot of these people out there, and I don't know how we share the oxygen with them, Mike.
No, you know what the best part of those people is? Here's the best part. They're actually stupid, but they think they're the smartest people out there, and that they get these bonus Steve points that they're going to redeem for Steve's friendship at some point. Yeah, you're right. Let's go draft a kid that's 5 years away. That'll turn this whole effing thing around.
Yeah, I don't know. I about lost it, and my golf game is now gone.
It's
and
over.
If he doesn't make it, if he doesn't make a trade,
if he doesn't make a trade this summer, whether it's using the draft pick or not, but if he doesn't make a bold trade, what is the point of him being here?
There isn't one.
I mean, that kind of just says it, doesn't it?
No, Rico? I mean, you're right, because I think the last two summers have been that, okay, wait until draft. There's going to be a draft day trade. They're going to make a big splash. They're going to do something. And everybody was holding their breath, waiting. And each time, nothing happened. So I think the goodwill is gone. And as I said, I do think that a lot of Steve Botts were so disenfranchised with that last press conference that he held. You're sitting there wondering, kind of like, well, Steve, what do you do here?
That's hello.
Yeah.
Go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Mike. What's on your mind?
Unfortunately, I'm similar to the last caller in that I don't think the Red Wings are going to do anything, and they're just going to draft someone and wait it out. Like, I'm a big hockey guy. My brother played college hockey. Like, last night, like, I don't think Yzerman believes in his own system. Like, Sebastian Kosa, game two of the AHL playoffs, they don't start him. They start Jack Campbell, and they looked awful. And it's just like, I don't think this guy has – I'm just so frustrated because I don't think he has any pressure on him, and I don't feel like he has any pressure on him. Like, in the press conference when he's like, oh, yeah, Antti Tuomisto's like, he needs to gain an extra step. It's like, dude, we drafted him 5 years ago. He should have been developing the extra step by now, and I just
– Some of these prospects, by the time you call them up, they're going to look like John Goodman when they closed out the Connors.
I know, and other players have already passed them. Like, I'm just – it's so frustrating for me, and I just –
You
like there's no pressure, he's not going to rush his process. And you know what, Mike? Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Like, I was reading comments because, like, you know, the Dallas Stars made this great comeback.
Yeah.
And Jim Neal goes up there and he's like, hey, I could have 10 shots at this draft. I'm never drafting anyone as good as Mikko Rantanen. And I'm, like, trying to picture myself seeing Yzerman say that. And I just don't.
But that's,
I don't. And it's just...
Mike, honestly, you got to be at a point where you go, Jim Neal is just a hell of a lot better than Steve Yzerman. And that's a tough pill to swallow. But Dallas never got the number one pick in the draft. You know, and Dallas right now is your Stanley Cup favorite.
I know. And, like, I see them draft, like, Logan Stankoven. He was a second-round draft pick. The Wings could have had him. He was the main piece of the Mikko Rantanen trade. I think Yzerman's going to – I don't think he's looking to improve. I think he keeps drafting the same players. Like, you talk about, you know, college football players drafting three times. Well – the Red Wings second-round pick Brady Cleveland draft just transferred a third time in college, which is unheard of in college hockey. I'm just
– Oh, and by the way, and Mike, here's the other thing. Like, for all these people who are like, well, you know, Kosa just – he needs more seasoning. Didn't he get benched last night? Like again,
he
I mean –
didn't start.
Mike, this is my point. Start. Like, how long do we got to wait for Kosa before we start to question what he is? And forget about the, like, anyone who mentions Trey Augustine, forget it. He's going to be back in East Lansing this year. Years, plural, away. It's just, oh, but hey, can't block Kosa. So we got to continue eating the gruel.
Got Mrazek.
Steve ought to open a food truck and call it Mastagoli, because it's just a different version of the Italian slop that's not even real, Mastacholi. Like the stuff Costa grew up eating. Mm. Mastacholi, Mastagoli, a Steve Yzerman food truck. It's just slop between the pipes. That's what it is. It's the truth. For years, we've been told we can't block these kids, yet they're never here. You forcibly traded for Peter Mrazek, Mastagoli.
Though I guess the worst part was they weren't bad enough to be eliminated, so you couldn't bring Kosa up because they were already done because they had a mathematical chance.
If he's getting benched for the Griffins, is he even that good?
Okay, but David, at the time, we didn't know that. At the time, I'm thinking, okay, final 10 games of the year, you know what? Here's the best time to play him. Kid, let's see what you got. They didn't.
Mastagoli. Let's get to the people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We're going to get to the people. We got some Lions conversation top of the hour. Las Vegas has spoken. You're not going to like it, but are they right? We'll get there. Right now, Wings are picking 13th in the draft. F the pick. There's no scenario the Red Wings should use that pick. And if Steve Yzerman doesn't want to weaponize that, and please, I beg of you, don't tell me there's no value to the 13th pick for some broke bleep team. The 13th overall pick plus nets you that team's best player. Okay? And who is it? Well, I'm glad you asked, you hockey nerds.
Who is it, Mike?
Here is a list, and you can like it, hate it, say it's garbage, do whatever you like. But what I'm not going to tolerate is, well, that guy's not good enough to be here. That guy looked at me funny in a parking structure. So here's what we're going to do.
It's like you know Detroit.
I mean, it's the same routine. So I'm going to mix in some editorial trade candidates just to make sure people have a couple names they like, okay? We'll start. Now, this is from May 5th, Bleacher Report, the top 10 trade board in the NHL. Fair?
Okay.
At number 10, Bobby Orr. Is he good enough? Okay, good. Guy LaFleur. No, number 10, Elias Pettersson, Vancouver. All right, go ahead. Locker room cancer. Next. What do you want? Yes or no?
In, yes.
You're in.
Yep.
Okay.
And but the problem with, I don't think that's realistic, because the reason they shipped Jake Wallman out of town was I don't think they wanted him around the young guys.
Well, you know what? Your young guys suck.
I agree.
So, you know what? Bring a bastard in. I don't care.
I agree.
You could hire the Sons of Anarchy. I don't care.
It's a bit of a project, but yeah, I'm in.
All right, Zibanejad.
Yep.
From the Rangers.
Yep.
You would?
Yes.
5 years left.
Yes.
8.5 AAV.
Yes.
Steve doesn't like term.
Cap's going up. Doesn't matter.
Thatcher Demko. Canucks.
All the way in.
Can't block Kosa.
All the way in.
What?
No.
I'm yes. Rasmus Anderson. Flames.
Yes. In.
Eunice Korpisalo, Bruins.
More lukewarm, would rather have Demko, but yeah, I'd be fine with it.
My cousin, Matthias Maselli.
See, I didn't watch a lot of Utah this year, so I couldn't speak to it. That
one. Fun fact, neither did people in Utah. What about J.G. Peugeot, the kid for the Islanders, good face-off guy? Not a difference maker, but you want him?
No, yeah, we're going to need role players like that.
How about the guy Mo Sider was supposed to turn into?
No,
Erik Karlsson.
No, all
I know.
The way out.
Feet made of Legos.
Feet made of Legos. Can't trust Lego feet.
Can't trust Legos feet. Anders Lee, Islanders.
Yeah, I'm in. What's your take on Anders Lee? You're the Islanders.
Islanders got to blow up the team. I don't care.
Yeah, all right.
Just give me picks and things, and we'll see you in 4 years.
Picks and stuff.
Chris Kreider.
Yes.
Okay, so basically Kenny's in on 8 of these guys. That's the point. And that's not even all the players that are available. And there's always someone available if you make a big enough offer. We'll go to Stuart, 97.1. Stu, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, first-time caller. How you guys doing?
Good, Stuart. What's going on?
Not too much. I got a bold move for Stevie.
Let's hear it.
It would take a little bit help from our former friend, like a mercy help from Jim Nill. Jason Robertson, they just beat Colorado without him. They got some contracts coming up. He might be gettable.
Kenny, what's it going to cost to get him? Talk to Stewart for me.
I don't know that they want to get rid of a guy like that. Even on an expiring deal, I think that guy resigns there.
25 years old, it's probably going to be hard to pry him away.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
Acquired Rantanen. They got to pay Wyatt Johnson. He might be an option.
You know, fun fact.
I got a more likely move.
The pick you traded to get Kosa became Wyatt Johnston.
Correct.
We don't want to revisit that. No, I do it for Kenny because he bashes his forehead off the console anytime I say it. That's all.
Our Wyatt Langford, Mike. Wyatt Langford, Mike.
There it is. Oh, Santa Maria.
I think the more likely move is a trade deadline exodus, tanking for Gavin McKenna, and winding up with the 4th overall pick.
Oh, okay.
He's sick. He's filthy.
We can't do this. We cannot discuss.
Can we rely on the draft lottery, though?
No,
that is
no,
the question.
You're talking about tanking the entire year.
No, Stewart is talking about it. Respectfully, I'm not. No. The answer is no. Year 7 of a rebuild, we're not talking about tanking. No.
Especially because you get no lottery luck.
The hockey gods hate this team.
Maybe just get David to pray for him. It worked before.
No more. I'm done.
What if Stevie called you personally?
No, don't want it. Call me personally. I will reject him personally.
You'll start daydreaming in the middle of the call?
Oh, boy. Go to Sam, 97.1. Sammy, what's going on, pal?
What's up? Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I watched that draft last night and this morning. I went to the gun range. I love getting screwed every single year. I got a bold move for Heisman. Go back to Florida. Get the hell out of the city. Because he ain't doing nothing to help this team.
I don't see it. And again, look, here's the problem. Sam, you get to year 7 of a rebuild. The goals have to be elevated. You can't talk about, well, we got to creep into the playoffs. Right now, if you ask a Red Wing fan, all of their hopes, almost all of their hopes, reside on Pelika coming over and being Lane Hutson. That's really what the entire season rides on if you talk to Iserbots. That's a sobering thought.
I really don't think he's going to do anything because, you know, as he said in the press conference, you know, he doesn't really care what you think. He's going to do things his way and keep doing
it. I think we lost him.
And I think he just decided to opt out. David, go ahead, Kenny, and then we'll get ticket text.
Yeah, you know what kills me the most about this is, I mean,
Their team hasn't made the playoffs yet with Eiserman as GM?
That is correct. Also, you saw the national media clowning you. I mean, remember when P.K. Subban was getting after you live on national TV?
Yeah. Remember when Red Wing fans said P.K. Subban doesn't know puck?
Right, and then you have national media members in podcasts that I respect and trust saying that if this was not Steve Eiserman, if this was Steve Jones, you know, he'd be gone 2 years ago. It's everywhere. It's not just us saying this. It's not just me, Mike, Rico, David saying any of this. It's not just a local in this building thing.
Who's the biggest star who you think you could get?
I think Pettersson's your lead dog there because I think he has a lot more upside than a lot of these other guys that you've mentioned.
That was Bleacher Report, not me.
Hey, I mean, it's in terms of the guys that might be available. That's the key in all this is you can say, let's try to get a Robertson. Yeah, cool. When you're in your mid-20s and on that second contract, a lot of these teams are not going to be like, oh, okay, have fun in free agency, buddy. That's not how it works. That's why Florida maintained a lot of their players, too. And players don't like to leave Dallas and Florida, by the way.
No, zero tax state.
Right.
Yes, David.
He needs to get it done. Chris Osgood spent one season Just 40 games down in the minors and then was gone to Detroit. Three seasons for Cosa? Yeah, he's a bust. Move on. That is Rob in Cleveland.
I don't know if he's a bust. I just know the glacial pace of this rebuild and the constant defense of it.
Fact that they won't bring him up means maybe they know something. And because we're like, well, what's the problem? But they just won't say there is a problem. It's just wait. After a while, yeah, it starts to feel like there's something wrong here. Maybe this guy's a bust.
Yeah, from Rudy, package Larkin, number 13 in Bergeron, and go get someone with grit that can lead and score the big goals. Larkin is not a great leader, and everyone knows this.
Oh, here's one thing. It ain't like him and Stevie sound like best friends after that press conference.
Yeah, and to that point, someone says, if Yzerman talks to the players like he does to the media, it's no wonder why they're uninspired. They don't care what he did as a player anymore.
Nor should they. I just...
Well, when they came out and said that they were disappointed, nothing happened at the trade deadline. And, yeah, they just kind of... You saw it on the ice. The president lost. I mean, the general manager lost the locker room. It's like... You didn't make a move, so what do you think about us? Like, we thought we could do something. Apparently, you didn't.
Let me ask a question. Kenny, how do you get Mitch Marner here?
Money. A lot of money.
10?
Yeah, it's probably to the tune of that.
8 years?
Something like it would have to be long term.
How old is he?
I think what, mid-20s?
Yeah, I thought he was 26.
But 25, 26 would have been my guess. Yeah.
My point is Marner good enough?
Yes.
Can you get him out of the microscope of being on the Leafs, where his nickname is always maligned Marner? Just the idea of getting him out of there, coming to a place where he would be far more celebrated. Is he a big enough difference maker to get this team where you want to go?
I think he solves your Dylan Larkin problem. Because I think your first line doesn't need a first line center star every time. But if there's a star on the first line, that solves a lot of problems.
But we
saw how Larkin can play when he's playing around, I don't know, competent NHL players.
Which, again, we go back to who's put the roster together. It's Steve Yzerman. Okay.
Yeah, he got a taste of success, and I think he wanted that taste back. And
he just turned 28, by the way. So right in the middle of his prime, you get him 8 years, 20 or 36. Yeah, I think it would just take money.
Okay.
And it would take Steve actually wanting to give away term, which, again, we have not seen him do.
Well, the other thing is, if you do something like that and it doesn't cost you the 13th pick and it doesn't cost you prospects, you can then weaponize those things along with some dead bodies on your roster and maybe beef up the blue line a little bit. That way we're not relying on Pelika 24 minutes a night, 23 minutes. You know what I mean? But what do we know? Keep enjoying that slow rebuild. Don't worry.
It's simmering.
You don't know Puck. Yeah. I give up. I just know 6 years in, it ain't working. Okay, good talk. That was really fun. All right, David, music. What do we got, a little NBA blitz or whatever you want to call it? Sure.
So, three second-round series have begun, and a home team has lost each one. Let's start with the Boston Celtics, Mike.
Next.
I'll let you go.
They blew
a 20-point lead, lost game one, went 15 for 60 from beyond the arc. Just a horrendous performance there. Of the 49 shots the Celtics took in the second half and overtime, 37 were three-pointers, and they only connected on 10 of them. So, with this stat,
what?
Teams that are down 0-2 in the best of seven are they just going to win the series 8% of the time. So, game two has to be a must-win, but just go off. Just ran about
game one. Is there a question in here? What am I, a wind-up toy?
Was it just that the fact that Porzingis didn't play is why you guys lost?
Dude, they're up 20 with 5 minutes to go in the third. F Porzingis and whatever poopy problems he has. What the hell illness does he have? It's the same thing in the regular season. Oh, he's got a infection thing. Played 12 minutes last night, missed four layups. They were still up 20 with 5 minutes to go in the third. The problem is Jason Tatum, again, turned into soft-ass garbage. Fourth quarter and overtime, 0 for 7. Hey, Jay, nothing's fallen. Perhaps dribble ball. Use athleticism and size. Get to rack. Shoot free throws. Nah. He looked like along came Polly. Rainmakers! The shot selection was ridiculous. Bar none, most atrocious, disgusting playoff loss of my life as a Celtics fan.
Isn't this how they got there, though? Shooting the threes?
Not 60 of them. Not when it's not falling. Not when there's no ball movement. No, lazy stat.
I'm asking a question.
Loaded question.
Loaded question. No, because the day before
I'm like, cede the time to the senator from Minnesota. You're done.
No, because it's like, oh, Cleveland lost. You're like, ah, they were minus one of their players. They'll be fine. Celtics, minus one of their players.
We're champions. They're welfare frauds. There's a difference. That was awful. Awful. And it's every reason why people hate the NBA. If you watched that last night and you hadn't tuned into the NBA, you go, what? You know what you'd say? I mean, you wasted your life watching that last night.
Well, they got a better game the next game. Okay. All seriousness, do you feel like Boston can't win this series?
No, they'll win the series. They're just not going to win a championship. Something's wrong with them. And it's more than a hamstring for Holiday or a knee with Jalen or KP and whatever poopy problems he has. Soft. They've been the worst fourth quarter team in the league all year.
Who's going to beat them out the East?
Honestly, they might get to the final and Oklahoma City will take their heads off. Because OKC plays with a toughness and a fire, and they have the talent. I hate everything I see. Next, can we just please talk about something else?
Yeah, we can move over to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who also blew the lead yesterday. They were up 104-95 with under 7 minutes left. But there was a certain strategy that they decided to do under 15 seconds.
The fouling.
They fouled twice.
Yeah.
They were up three, fouled twice.
But you can't foul up three with 11.8 to go.
That's what I was going to ask you. Because the coach went out there and said, yes, it's my fault. We should not have done the strategy. We'll learn from it. But should OKC be worried now for the rest of the series?
I would say no. I'm not. I wouldn't be worried.
Because of the strategy, they just blew that.
Yeah, they're the better team, and I will be surprised if they lose. I really will.
I think they got to come up with a better strategy against Nikola Jokic.
Well, he got selfish, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
He found a matchup he liked, and he abused it.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting sight to see with him, because at many of the timeouts, he was very vocal. Haven't really seen that from him
David,
in his
career. He's the de facto coach. He has a whiteboard out there.
Hey, guys, they can't stop me. I don't care what the play is. Play is get me ball.
Now, someone hand me a cigarette.
It'll be waiting after the game, Joker.
Let's move over to Cleveland, who returned for game two tonight. But who will return for game two? They blew the game in game one. DeAndre Hunter is questionable. Evan Mobley is questionable. Garland, who missed game one with a sore toe, is still questionable for this game. So are they in real trouble after losing game one with the injuries?
Yeah, I mean, Mobley's the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, but if you're down three starters, I'm sorry, you're not winning. I don't trust them anyways. But
No, you didn't, but 0-2, and now you're going back to Indiana?
No, then they're probably dead,
Yeah, they would be dead at that point.
I mean, even if Indiana splits, I don't see why they can't go back to Cleveland and just end it right there in five.
Well, let's preview the other series who has not started. It will start tonight. It is the Warriors and the T-Wolves. The T-Wolves are the betting favorite to win this series. Should they be?
They should be, but I don't think the Warriors are without hope. The experience matters.
Yeah. I think that Jimmy Butler has been the difference for this Warriors team. Ever since he's been there, David, their swagger is back. They look like they were just on life support, waiting for everything to fall apart and for Steph to walk in there and say, I want to be traded. Now, all of a sudden, Steph looks like Steph again. He's out there shooting, and Butler is that other guy who, whether he's shooting or driving to the basket, doing all the stuff that, you know, Clay, they miss from vintage Clay, Butler's getting it done. It's a resurgent thing. Now, Minnesota, they took out the Lakers. Remember, it was supposed to be the Lakers and the Warriors.
Correct. That's what the league wanted.
I would say I'm not writing off the Warriors right now because, right to me, they're one of the better teams. Now, when they're missing the threes like they did in a couple games, they look like Mike Celtics. But when they're on, they can beat anybody.
So let's move over to the Coach of the Year, which Kenny Atkinson won that award. This is just a question because the Cavaliers previously hadn't won 60 games since LeBron. Last time they won was 2009-10, and they improved from what they had last year under J.B. Bickerstaff. So did J.B. Bickerstaff get robbed, though, from taking the team from 14 wins to 44?
100%. Look, going from 50 to 60 ain't the same as 14 to 44. It's just not. J.B. should have won the award.
He should have won the award, but I do wonder, did he not win the award because people view him as a complainer, somebody who's always yelling constantly, and it just gives off a negative image. And when it came time to voting, it was like, you know what? I don't like how he always just bitches and complains to the refs. That could have been a contributing factor. He should have won it, but I wonder if his antics on the court kind of kept people from giving him the right amount of first place votes.
And then finally, let me get to a team that lost in the first round. Well, they've lost now 3 straight years in the first round, and that is the Clippers. James Harden, again, did not speak to the media the last 3 games of that series, but the president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, says they are staking their future to James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, keeping them together, saying, quote, "I definitely believe in those two." Is that the right move?
It doesn't matter because Kawhi's going to ask out. If you saw his last press conference, he's weird, but that looked like a dude who was done with James Harden. I just will be surprised if they move forward with that duo. I don't know that they'll be allowed to. If I rep Kawhi, I'd be like, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
You've got to get away from this bearded loser.
And for some reason, James Harden can just do no wrong. I don't get it. He doesn't bring you championships. He doesn't bring you playoff
Rico,
series.
He has lost 4 game sevens with 4 different franchises, and he's been awful in all of them.
Right. But for some reason, you still want to back him. That may be your problem right there.
That is your NBA Fast Break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.